You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
For many blind and partially sighted people, getting real-world practical experience in the workplace can be a challenge. RNIB's See Work Differently work placement scheme aims to help people enter employment or return to work following a career break. I'm joined now by Sharon Bothwell, RNIB Advice Service Manager, and Mohammed Khan, currently on a See Work Differently placement with RNIB's iCare Support Services. Welcome in both.
Thank you.
Well, Sharon, what is the See Work Differently programme and how do placements work?
So through the Seeing Differently programme, we're offered the opportunity to have interview candidates and take them onto our team. Our role in the iCare Advice Service was an admin role. It's for 150 hours, usually run over a 10-week period. So we interviewed many outstanding applicants through the Seeing Differently programme interview process for an admin role. We had over 70 applicants, but Mohammed really stood out in that to be exemplary, and he was offered the position then. He's already shown a very strong dedication to delivering high quality work, and his determination and resilience has already really shone through to me.
Mohammed, you're on a placement as an admin support worker with RNIB's Advice Service. How did you find out about the See Work Differently programme and what made you want to take part initially?
To be honest, for me, it has been a massive struggle getting into employment. I will keep a job for a couple of months, then I'll become unemployed. And my aim is to basically show the world that even if you're vision impaired, even if you've got challenges, that doesn't matter. It's all down to you making the most out of all of the opportunities. And I want to make this point that we shouldn't let our vision impairment get in the way. And it's all down to basically getting the right support so that you can make a difference in the world. So when it came to this placement, I heard about this placement. I saw it on Indeed, and then I applied through the application. And then when Heather found out that I was a that I've already applied for this, she was very, very happy, and in the sense that she told me that this will help me to get my foot through the door so that I can get into a sustainable, meaningful employment. I'm benefiting so much from all of this experience, and I would like to say a massive thanks.
Sharon, what kind of support has RNIB been able to offer Mohammed since starting the placement?
You know, from Mohammed came to us, obviously before he started, we don't know the extent of his visual impairment. We don't know any of that, but you could tell he was very knowledgeable. He had a lot, he would have a lot to give to any employer, but they need the right support. And on the whole, that's technology support, I think. You know, he came in, we got him some training with magnification software. We have identified he probably might need to step that up to a screen reader, but we've quite quickly identified that. But this is just the start of his journey to full-time employment. And I feel so privileged to be part of that journey. And I believe that in time, you know, the next step will then be if he can secure a permanent role, that then he will get access to work. And, you know, we can support with all those things within RNIB. We have, you know, amazing advisors on our team that can support Mohammed if he does get to the stage that he is in a job. You know, we can support him to retain that job through technology support and guidance. So, yeah, I just encourage anyone who's listening, whether you're an employer or someone like Mohammed, trying to get into work and you know how hard it is, try and consider the value of opportunities that inclusive employment can bring and programmes like the RNIB Seeing Differently programme.
How have you found that support, Mohammed? Do you use assistive technology for support in your role?
Absolutely amazing. I'll be honest with you. When I'm working, Sharon will tell me this is the best keyboard shortcut to use here. This is a good way to do this. And I'll be honest with you, I don't see Sharon as my boss. I do see her as my boss, but I see her as my teacher, my mentor. And I'm learning so much from Sharon and from. I've had a training from Mark how to use Viewpoint. It was very challenging, but we got through the training, and now I'm being introduced to JAWS, and it's learning all these new skills. It's seriously, it is challenging, but it's worthwhile in the long run.
Sharon, how have you found taking part in the See Work Differently scheme? Would you recommend it to other employers?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very easy process. Obviously, we had to go through probably the most work was in the initial stages, and not unlike any other interview process. We had to shortlist, just do what you would, anything, and then interview. But once that bit, you know, was over, Heather from the Seeing Differently programme was there to support me with the sort of paperwork from their end, from the programme. She set up and communicated along by my side with HR, and she's there all the time. If I don't know something or I need to ask her, does Mohammed need to do such and such a training, you know, I just ask her, I just reach out. Heather's amazing. So the Seeing Differently programme, the staff on that team are second to none. And I'd, highly recommend the programme to anybody. I've had a great experience so far. And as a team, you know, we've benefited so much from Mohammed's input.
And what do you think that taking part has given you, Mohammed? Do you think that your experience at this placement will help you with your employment journey in the future?
Definitely. I've learned about the real world. I've learned how a big organisation like the RNIB runs, and I've learned various transferable skills. I've improved my skills with Microsoft Office. I can use Teams more efficiently now. I've learned platforms, how to use platforms like Viewpoint, and now I feel that I've got transferable skills and more resilience. So I've learned a lot from the experience.
What would you say to people maybe thinking about taking part in a See Work Differently placement? Would you recommend it?
I feel that as vision impaired people, we should take all the opportunities that are thrown in our direction, in the sense that we shouldn't be shy. We should grasp every opportunity.
Sharon, for potential participants in the See Work Differently scheme, where's the best place to find more information for employers or for participants?
So if anyone wants to find out more, whether you're an employer or an employee, you can call on 0303 123 9999, and people can talk to you over the phone about it. You can also look on our website. There's quite a lot of information on the RNIB website about the Seeing Differently programme, and on the main social media sites, there's also information on there as well.
Well, Mohammed, we wish you the very best for the rest of your time on the See Work Differently scheme. But for now, Sharon Bothwell, Advice Service Manager, and Mohammed Khan on placement as an admin support worker with the Advice Service. Thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.